The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
All right, we're playing a little thumbs up, thumbs down on internet churches. Now, I'm not talking about churches who stream their services online. I think that's great. That's not what I'm talking about. Providing for shut-ins, people who can't be there, or even people that are away on vacation and they want to be with their home church. I think that's great. I think streaming video, streaming audio is wonderful. It is. What I'm talking about is internet churches. The conscious decision that people are making, yeah, for whatever reason. I don't like being around people. I just want to worship in my jammies. You know, whatever reason, they're making the conscious choice of saying, I don't want to go to a physical building and meet with physical people. I am choosing an online internet church. Thumbs up, thumbs down. We're going to go to Dave in Columbus. Dave, thanks for being patient. You're up next. Welcome to Bob Burney Live.
Am I the Dave that's online?
You are the Dave that is, you're on. yeah, you're online, but you're also on the air.
I am online.
You're on the air, you're online, you're on everywhere.
Well, that's good. Thank you. I'm going to give you a qualified thumbs up. I guess I'm going to be the first one in the
You will be.
And I can understand the previous caller's comments. It would be best to have a fellowship that's Bible-based with a pastor who's leading from a Bible-based perspective, but that's not always the case. So, like anything else, there's a place for online or internet churches. You mentioned gentleman out of Chicago has 800,000 followers. Don't know anything about his theology. But then there is, you did mention another one who has over 1 million in Texas.
Joel Osteen.
Who has a physical church, Mr. Osteen.
Yeah.
But I would question, and there's great fellowship there. I mean, there's a lot of folks there, right? There's fellowship. There is little groups, there's big groups, there's whatever kind of groups. But is this Bible-based? So you have a fellowship and you have friendship, but do you have true worship? We've been to a number of different churches in a number of different states. I can think of one in New England who they had a church, they had a fellowship, and on Sunday mornings in summer, they didn't have service. They had garage sales. Maybe not one that we would like to attend. And so it all comes back to the three parts that you need. You need to be following the Lord. You need to be conscious of what you're hearing from the pulpit. And honestly, there are church fellowships where you, if you're new there, you may have somebody reach you. You may have somebody just reach you just to say, you're sitting in my seat.
Yeah, I don't want to put words in your mouth, help me. Are you saying then that you need to be in a physical church if you have one close, you can find one that's doctrinally sound, but if you can't, then an internet church would be okay? Is that what you're saying?
I think the best would be in a church fellowship, yes, a physical church fellowship. But are there not surveys that say as many as a third of the preachers who come out of seminary don't even believe in the fundamentals of Christianity. So problem right there, right?
Well, that's probably,
the
percentage is probably higher.
Whether it's online or whether it's in person, I think we all have to be listening and to be careful about what we're seeing and hearing.
All right, Dave, thanks. Appreciate the call. Thank you very much. We're going to go to Mount Gilead, and we're going to talk to Muddy Boots Craig.
You know it, Bob.
Are your boots a little muddy today?
Not today, but they sure were last week the week before.
I'll bet they were. I'll bet they were. All right, Craig, thumbs up, thumbs down.
I'm giving you thumbs down. I'm actually giving you four thumbs down.
How did you get four thumbs?
Because this is exactly how I got four thumbs. For the purposes of this conversation, I am identifying myself as gender confused. So you're getting two male thumbs down and two female thumbs down.
Okay.
I'm gender confused.
All right. Well, okay. All right. Why are you giving four thumbs down?
Well, for pretty much most of the reasons that everybody else has already said, and another reason that I haven't heard all your callers, but I haven't heard, and that is with internet preachers and internet churches, there's absolutely no accountability for anybody, and there is no church discipline of any kind, and on both ends. And Paul, in all his letters, deals with problems in the church and church discipline for the worshipers. He also deals with false teachers and things like that and how you deal with that.
All right.
So in these situations, you have absolutely no kind of accountability of any kind, no church discipline.
You know, it's interesting, Craig, because I made a list, because I'm given two thumbs down. I haven't really expressed my opinion yet, but I'm given two thumbs down. I can't identify with, so I only have two. But I made a list of the reasons, and I've been clicking them off as our listeners have mentioned them, but no one had mentioned discipline or accountability. But I've got that on my list, so now I can check that one as well, because you're right. On an internet church, there is no accountability whatsoever, zero, and it is impossible to exercise church discipline if necessary, and that is supposed to be a part of the New Testament church.
Absolutely.
All right, Craig, thanks. All right, keep those boots dry, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right, good talk to you. God bless you. Now we're going to head to Orient, and JD is on the line. Hey, JD, what's happening in Orient, Ohio today?
Looks like rain. And more rain.
Surprise, surprise.
Yes, it is, isn't it? I tell you, I'm kind of a mixed decision on this because I understand everything everyone said. I understand the need for fellowship. The need to build Christian relationships, to be able to know when brothers and sisters are going through crisis and to be there to help them, to share maybe we've passed through that same crisis. I understand the command and not to forsake the assembly. But on the other hand, over the years, I have heard some great radio, television, and even on video preaching. I've heard numerous people say that they were scrolling through the dial and came across a radio station broadcasting a Christian message, or they flipped the channel on their television. So I believe as an evangelistic tool, it's wonderful.
Yeah.
I think to be solely dependent on an online church, no.
Yeah.
To fill the gap, like if you can't get out or like you said, you're traveling or you have weird hours you work, to use it as a tool and a fellowship in a freestanding building with the body.
Well, and JD, that's the why WRFD exists.
Absolutely.
To come alongside the church. Our programming all day long is wonderful Bible teachers, But if you listen to this program any length of time at all, you will hear me say, this is not a church. We're not here to compete with the church. We can't take the place of the church. We're here to encourage the church. And I think there's a world of difference between, you know, listening to a preacher on radio or TV or whatever to be edified and to grow and to learn more. There's a world of difference between that and making that your church. I think that's, yeah. All right, JD, thanks. Appreciate the call from Orient. Hey, have a great evening, all right?
You too, buddy.
All right, God bless you. All right, I've got to take a break, and I've got Marilyn in Logan hanging on and Jeff somewhere in Amish country. I do have one phone line available, and if you call right this minute, I will do my best to clear the phone lines before the top of the hour. I'll do my best. 877-BOB-LIVE. We'll be right back.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, we're continuing with our thumbs up, thumbs down on internet churches. Now, again, I want to clarify, I want to make this clear. I'm not talking about churches streaming live their services or podcasts. I think that's great, and I honestly can't think of any biblical reason why anybody would be opposed to a church streaming their service or whatever. The shut-ins, people who can't be there for whatever reason. What I'm talking about is the ever-expanding number of people who are making the conscious choice of leaving a physical church with physical people and choosing an online church or an online pastor as their pastor and as their church. Thumbs up, thumbs down. Everybody but one has been thumbs down, and that thumbs up was a partial thumbs up. So I'm interested to see what Marilyn in Logan has to say. Marilyn and Logan, welcome. You're on Bob Burney Live. Thank you for being so patient. You're on the air.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you. I think I'm going to say a thumbs down, and I didn't get to listen to everybody's comments, but my comments are for this reason. Taking communion is a really important part of our church life, and actually it's offered every week in our church. So if you're watching online, then you would never have an opportunity, unless you sought out a church, to take communion. And baptism was the other thing I thought of, that baptism is an important part of our church life as well. And then I also thought about the sharing of the peace we have during our service, in which you're blessing each person whose hand you shake. And then also we do a lot of singing. We sing a lot of the old hymns. Mm-hmm. And it is something different to be right there and hear the hymn sung by the people around you. And those words, you're hearing those words as well as singing them yourself. So that becomes an important part of our service. So I think those would be things that a person would be missing out on unless the services that they listen to on the internet and motivated them to seek out a church then. Yeah. That would be the only reason why it might be a good thing.
Well, Marilyn, as I said earlier, I have a long list of reasons why I'm thumbs down. And as each caller mentions, I'm continuing to check them off, and communion and baptism were two more on my list. So thank you.
Good.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Marilyn. God bless you.
Thank you. Same to you.
All right. Let's go to Jeff. And my screen simply says Amish country. Jeff, where are you today?
I've been all over, Bob. Hey, thanks for taking my call. And
you've been all over?
I have. I'm driving around all day today, so I've been listening to the show and thought I'd give you a call and just throw in my two cents.
Well, I'm honored that you've called, and I can't wait to hear what you have to say.
So
here's my two cents on this. As a pastor, I think that online churches, you got to be careful with the term church because, you know, the original scripture called it an ecclesia, which was simply a gathering.
Right.
We tend to think of churches as a building, but that's not the true definition of what the church is in the Bible.
Right.
It's an ecclesia, which is a gathering.
Right.
Now, that being said, it also says that we need to come together and break bread. We need to study the word. We need to do all that stuff. But when I was in seminary, I was forced to watch one of those online preachers that had an online church. And while I was watching it, I was amazed to see off to the side, as the guy was preaching, all of the sidebar comments that were going on in the little chat room that they had set up. People communicating, sharing prayer requests, sharing situations and things that they were struggling with that pertained to the message. And so I kind of was impressed with that. So I thought, well, you know what? There's enough sinners to go around. Let's just kind of see how this goes. And there's a church in our little town that is a, I don't want to call it an online church because they actually meet there, but they don't have a pastor. They actually watch him live stream from somewhere else. They download actually his messages and they watch him online every week. So it's kind of an online church, but they're gathering together. So I'm not going to say yes or no to it. It's just another venue, another avenue, another way to reach the lost. And like I said, there's enough sinners to go around. Let's reach them all in any way we can.
All right, Jeff. Hey, thanks. Be safe driving out there, all right? Thanks so much.
Have a good one, Bob.
All right, you as well. All right, let me really, really quick summarize my thoughts on it. And by the way, thank you. It's been a very lively hour. Phone lines have been jammed just about the entire hour. Number one, I don't believe that you can have an online church, an internet church. And the reason I say that is because you can accomplish almost nothing that the church is supposed to accomplish. Someone mentioned accountability. Someone mentioned discipline. Someone mentioned communion. Someone mentioned baptism. What no one mentioned is missions. Almost none of the commands given to the local church can be carried out by an internet church. Therefore, I don't think it's possible to have an internet church. It is, you may have a preacher, but it's not a church. And does that internet pastor visit the hospital? No. That internet pastor bury the dead? No. Come to your home to encourage you? No. Again, I think the streaming thing is wonderful. I think we should use all of the new technology that we possibly can for God's glory, for evangelism. But God has called us to be together, to fellowship with each other, to encourage each other, to hold each other accountable, to interact with the pastor. None of those things can be accomplished in an online church. I wish I had more time, but I wanted to give our callers plenty of time. Thanks for the interaction, the lively discussion. Have a great evening. But please remember whose you are.
Listen. Listen. Think. Think. Discern. Discern.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.